Now listen to the first part of the talk and answer questions 11 to 16.
Thank you, everybody, for your attention. I hope you're all looking forward to arriving at the town. I thought you might like to know a few things while we're still on the coach, and it'll help to pass the time on our journey. Okay, as you know, we're staying at the Park Hotel. It's comfortable and friendly. We're booked in for 3 nights. Now, I'm aware that not everyone wants breakfast there, so if you do want it, you should tell the hotel that you do the night before. We're making our own arrangements for dinner each evening, and there's a cafe open at the hotel most of the time if you want a drink or a snack. There's also a very pleasant lounge on the ground floor with a collection of fascinating paintings. And then I hope you're going to enjoy the various activities that are lined up. However, I do have to tell you that there have been some changes since the original programme. For one, because it's been restored and is therefore closed to the public, we won't be going to the castle after all, I'm afraid. However, there's plenty else to see, and the gardens are still open. Something we've been able to add to the programme is for Saturday, when a local historian will give us a lecture on famous people from the town. I don't know who that includes yet. So, to free up the time for that, we've made another little amendment and changed the trip to the antique show that was due for then on to Sunday. Actually, I think that'll make for a more relaxed programme anyway. We're leaving the rest of Sunday free for you to wander around as you wish. One place you might like to try is the art gallery, because it's got a huge display of old postcards. You can't really send them home to your family and friends, but it's interesting and sometimes funny to see what people used to send. Well, that's the lot on changes.